It feels like you're doing this on purpose, just to make editing a little bit harder for your boy here. Tell me you are. Yo, tell me you aren't. Dude, tell me you aren't.
What's life if it's not hard, man?
You know? All right.
Whoop. Oh, dysfunctional?
Welcome back to the Prince Huda podcast. Not even sure what episode this is. It's been a crazy, crazy week. It's been a crazy few months. I don't think the last time I did one of these was since August. So it's nice to be back, closing out the year on a somewhat of a high note. It's been an interesting week, so I wanted to bring the boys on to chat today. Introducing to the social media space for the first time ever, we got two of my best friends. We got Taryn and we got Matt in the cut. What's going on, boys?
You know what? Nothing much. Just a crazy week, like you said, bro. Like,
that's quiet week, I guess, you know? A little quiet.
Yeah.
It's a weird one still.
Yeah. No, I've been getting a lot of DMs this week, a lot of messages, a lot of people asking about me, you know. Well, let's just start. Let's just address the elephant in the room. You know, I've been getting a lot of questions about this. I'm sure a lot of people are tuning in to hear what I have to say about this subject. So let's just hit it on the head. As you guys probably know by now, I got my eyebrows done.
Yo.
Dude, I was about to ask, man. Yo, the needling or the threading, bro?
Waxing.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yo, that's kind of fire, but you got to step your game up, man. You got to do that needle shit.
No, that stuff hurts, bro. Miss me with that.
I heard.
I've heard the pain is crazy.
Yeah. No, I'm off that. I look good. But obviously, we're just kidding around. Prince Huda's a free agent. I think that's the headline for today. We're a free agent. Obviously, my time with the previous employer, sports betting company, has come to an end, and we're a free agent. We're on the market. You know, where do we go next? I say we because maybe we're all going together.
Never know. You never know.
This is the first time you guys are on camera. I like this. You guys are being very comfortable. I can tell.
Have to be, bro.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie, it's a little weird seeing myself the opposite. I'm like, damn.
Oh yeah, this shit's trippy, dude. Wait till you listen to this and hear your own voice. You're gonna hate it.
Oh man,
bro,
that's like literally.
Have you ever had those things, bro? Where like for a school project, you have to like record yourself, and then you hear back, and you're like, nah, I'm not playing this shit in front of the class. Like, there's no way.
Bro, I'm literally talking about we sent the birthday thing to you, Taryn, and I had.
Yo,
to
I forgot about that.
I listened to my voice like 15 times and was like, nah, there's no way. There's no way.
I tried doing it for a living. I can't even watch my old stuff. My people be like, oh, I remember this video. I'm like, dude, like, I don't know if I should admit to this, but like when I post stuff, that's the last time I watch it. Unless I really, really like it, that's the last time I watch it. Like,
that's fair, man.
You know, those referee skits, everyone loves. Oh, the referee is dope.
Love them.
I can't watch those. I cannot watch those. I just cringe. I'm like, that's me? Like, I'm just picturing my wedding in however many years people are going to play these. I'm just going to be like, oh my God, I actually did that.
Damn.
Nah, anything with the sunglasses is a no. Like, I feel like that era, I just can't. Anything sunglasses prints is like delete from my brain, like Men in Black pen style, whatever. I can't.
But that's OG.
It is. Maybe, but
at your birthday party, I'm going to make a compilation and play it for everyone.
Oh, God. Because I've had some like ones that I'm like, I really like that. And there's some that I'm like, I can't. Like, I'm sure like people will know which ones are which, but I feel like we're getting off track here. I want to introduce the boys. So we got Taryn and Matt. I've known these guys for a very, very long time. You know, big fans of the Prince Huda brand. Wanted to come on today because it always feels natural. You bring your boys on. I've had Coach Chippy on here. I love him. He's doing his thing right now. So we got the new boys in the mix here. You know, maybe this could be a rotating chair. Maybe the audience loves you. Maybe you lock in and we become a Treyway. Pause.
Yeah. No, yeah. No, play.
Play? Let's play.
Rewind, play it back.
Let's play. Let's play. Well, maybe there's a good way to start this. Each of you go, how do we meet? How do we cross paths? What were your first impressions of me?
All right, yo, Bonner, you go first because you met Mace first, or you met Prince first.
Right. Oh, see, there it is. Let's count how many times that happens. But yeah, Matt, you kick it off.
All right, man. So it was grade 7, but Prince will tell you different. That's all I'm gonna say. So I was in the classroom that was across the hall from him. Yo, I like kind of knew him because more so that people I knew the people he knew. So we mutually knew each other. But, you know, fast forward a couple grades. That was grade 7. We're thinking like grade 10, grade 11. That's when we really got into the thick of it. No promo. yo, my bad.
No. Shout outs are encouraged. That's fine.
Yeah, we were in the same homeroom and everything. If you know, you know. If you don't, you
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, Matt had a crush on our teacher. I think that was one of our first conversations in that classroom.
Yeah, which one? Nah, definitely.
Actually, I can't say we can't show names. Potato. First one.
But yeah, then it kind of just all happened from there. I remember like maybe grade 11, one day, I forget who it was, but somebody was like, yo, Prince has a car, like hop in the car. I'm like, all right, bro. Hopped in the car, the rest is history. Those are my boys.
I love that. We'll kick it to Taryn now. It's a little bit later, but I hopefully same first impressions.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. Hold on. Quick little thing there. That was the first time I ever met Bonner, bro.
Oh yeah, that's true. I connected you guys. I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot happened in the back of that car. Anyways, what were you saying?
Nah, first time I ever
met Prince. That was an if you know, you know. Don't worry. That was an if you know, you know.
First I ever met Prince was, shit, what was it? It was that a party, party right? in yeah. grade 11. Grade 11, the Halloween party. This guy in our grade was hosting it. And bro, this being my first party, my mom drops me off at like 9 p.m. Because men say, yo, shit starts at 9, let's go. I should get dropped off at 9. Bro, there's like fucking only the boys who are part of that squad are there just preying. I pull up with no alcohol too because I'm like, I don't know how these things work. So then I'm there for like probably like 45 minutes. And then, yeah, I see Prince and this man pulls up to me. He's like, yo, I think I know our dads know each other. I'm like, wait, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, your name is Terrence, right? And I'm like, close. And then the man offers me a beer. And then it was just ever since then, we've been boys. Grade 11.
I like that. Yeah. And then I remember I connected you two too. And now here we are, what? 8 years later? 9 years later?
Damn.
Damn near 9 years, bro. It's
almost a decade ridiculous. Later, here we are on a podcast for the world. That's just crazy. That's crazy. Well, I hope this starts your content journeys. Maybe you guys feel inspired. Maybe you want to share some stuff with the world, you know?
Yeah, bro. Hopefully.
Yeah, if anyone's interested, I'm starting an OnlyFans.
Yo, first subscriber.
Low key, I mean, money's tight right now. I might have to too. It's not easy paying rent out here unemployed, I'll be honest with you.
Exactly.
Yeah. You guys got your own things going. You're both in school. You're both a bit smarter than me, I would say. You know, I want to share a little bit about what you guys are doing right now.
All right, Taryn, you got it.
Alright, yo, just to preface, I am smarter than Bonner though, because I got 5% higher on the calc midterm. Wow. I'm in optometry school first year in just outside of Boston. Yeah, liking it so far. It's pretty good. Been here for like 3 months. Pretty vibes.
What about you, Matt?
Solid. I mean, I'm in my fourth year now. A lot of school, but fourth year PhD in New Jersey. But you know, for anyone who's watching from Jersey, apparently it's in Central Jersey, but, you know, that's North because Central don't exist. Like, it's Taylor Ham over here. Let's keep it real. But, yeah, you know, biomedical engineering, all that. But I don't like bio. And, nah, Taryn beat me in bio anyway, so he is smarter than me. Wow. Like, I'll keep it a stack.
Wow, humble. Well, I'm not even going to try to flex the education here. But, no, that's cool. You guys are in school. You know, you're doing your thing. You know, big fans. I will say you two are two of the first three people to purchase the brand new Prince Huda merchandise collection.
Bro.
Available now.
I'm actually pissed. I got it sent home, man.
Yo, I got mine.
The tees. Shop now. I need money more than ever. Sir. Shop now.
The tees card.
It's funny. Like, I feel like the last few days have been very weird for me. So, obviously, Monday it happened. Monday was kind of just like, did that really fucking happen? You know what I mean? Like, am I really this happening? So it was a pretty degen day. Didn't really do much. Tuesday, I met up with some people that I worked with, said goodbye. So it was a little senti, you know, it was a little sad. I'll be honest, I did cry a little bit. And then yesterday was like the, oh, fuck these guys. I don't need this. I'm bigger. I'm all that. I'm angry, you know? And today we're just day four. We're mellow. So I can't complain. I'm very grateful for the opportunity I had. I learned a whole lot. And I appreciate the opportunity I was given.
That's the five stages of grief in 4 days.
Yeah.
I'd love to see.
And now this weekend we're going to party.
Awesome at the end.
Yeah. You know, I had to turn it around if there's anyone listening, of course. Come on. Oh, there could be some legal people listening, so you know it is what it is. But I might cut that. I don't know. We'll cut that. Whatever. Anyways, what's going on with you? Matt, you said in the chat the other day you went to see a movie by yourself. I found that really interesting. I've done that once before, and it was not bad. I was pretty stoned, so I didn't really notice, because like if I was there with someone, I probably wouldn't have spoke to them. But you tell me, what is like going to a movie by yourself in New Jersey?
Bro, I'm going to tell you, stone cold sober, going to a movie by myself. Me personally, I love films. I love films. They call me a cinephile, you know? That's
what?
Me. Bro, that just doesn't sound good, though. Don't say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's crazy.
You enjoy movies.
Bro, anything with file at the end is just not
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't know about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, maybe not. But let me – cine being movie, file
okay.
being liker. So movie liker. I like movies.
Oh, that's where pedophile comes from.
Yeah. Cut. Okay. Okay. Anyways, let's start over. All right. I mean, we knew this would happen. We knew there'd be a couple of these. It's okay. It's okay.
I had to, bro.
Yeah, I knew you had to. I knew you just make my job a little harder tomorrow. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
Honestly, it's pretty nice. Like, it depends, though. It depends. So the theater I was in, there wasn't too many people. But some people were being kind of loud the entire time. So that was kind of horrible. But the movie itself... For some movie lovers out there, I saw Anora. Really good movie. I'm going to probably put it... She's probably going to be like our... I think her name is Mikey Madison, the main actress. She's going to be our maybe Ghostface Actress of the Year this year for the Oscars. We'll see. We'll see. I'm calling it early.
What is that?
Like... She wasn't really in anything big before she was coming out of the world.
Oh, like breakout kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, breakout star, gotcha. Breakout star. But nah, the experience overall, first of all, I was going to go no snack, no drink, just passion for cinema.
And it was just raw-dogging a fucking
movie. Raw-dogging
a
movie is crazy.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. And then I was like, nah, I need my Twix. You know how it is. So
left or right?
Left, bro. Yes, left always.
Right. That's
left
a good always. Answer. That's the right answer.
So I go to the concession stand for like the first time ever that I've been to that movie theater. They said, oh, we're closed. I was like, what do you mean you're closed? They're like, nah, our system's broken. Like on some ice cream machine broken. I was like, damn.
I was about to say McDonald's ice cream machine type shit.
Oh, sad. Sad. So I go back to the movie. They're still doing previews. I see one of the people that was in line ahead of me come up with snacks. And I rush back, bro. I'm like, come on, come on. Please, 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 please. There's a line still. And they're taking forever. It was actually kind of brutal. But in the end, you know, I settled for Reese's Pieces. Still super good. But yeah, I got up to the theater, sat right in the back, like in the middle, though. Not no corner. Weirdo moves, but
the corner's actually kind of crazy solo, bro.
Exactly. Exact. And when I bought the tickets too, I even spaced out so that people could get their little twos, because I didn't want to mess with the feng shui of anyone else watching the movie.
Bro, so, you're a better man than me, bro. I would have straight up just plopped myself right in the middle. I'm like, yo, y'all on each side of me, I'm not moving, bro. On some Sheldon from Big Bang Theory, like, yeah, nah, I found the acoustic sweet spot, bro. It's mine.
Exactly. But nah, the movie itself, masterpiece. The experience, I don't know, I give it, if I had to rank it out of 7, I give it a 5.3.
Bro, who the fuck ranks shit
out of
7?
What the fuck?
I was like, yeah.
Out of 10, what would it be? I can't believe I'm asking this.
If you extrapolate the data.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you crunch the numbers.
Interesting.
Maybe like 8.2.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty
good. But nah, y'all haven't heard of the rating out of 7 thing, so that you don't get people to just give it like, oh, you give it a 5, you give it a 7. Because like people love to do 1 to 10, they give it a 5 or a 7. So you rate out of 7 because it's all like your percentages or whatever are all like weird numbers. But it has to be something, like there's never a half.
I never thought about that. That's not bad.
Where did you hear that? I've never seen that before. Is that a thing? Let us know. Is that a thing? I've never heard of that before.
I think so. I might be.
I think you're just making this shit up. Yeah, that's what I think.
I could be.
He says.
Okay. No, that's facts.
Okay. Yeah, the one time I went to see a movie by myself, I saw Black Adam. And out of 7, that movie was a 2. And the experience was probably a 6.
I said, fuck the percentages. That shit's ass.
That movie ruined his career. I mean, since then, this guy has been on just like, everyone hates The Rock now. Everyone used to love The Rock. And now it's like, ever since then.
Bro, it was also that WWE arc that he had right after.
That brought him.
He stole Cody's moment.
But in my opinion, that brought him luck because he became the bad guy, which was cool because like people were hating on him. So like, all right, let's turn this into a story. But yeah, like public sentiment about The Rock is just, he's just bad. I don't know if you guys saw this week. The Rock did an interview with GQ and he admits that when he's on set for his movies, to save time, instead of going to the bathroom, he just pees in water bottles and keeps going.
Nah, that's weird. I mean, the little amount of time it probably takes to walk to the bathroom, like, right? Bro, you'll be all right. Just go to the bathroom.
No, honestly, like, I kind of get it, but it's like, bro, have a better system then. Like, why is it a water bottle? Get, like, a jug or some shit.
I'm sure it's a big water... Dude. Pause. I'm sure it's a big water bottle. Like... No,
That's a little bit mod. I ain't gonna lie. Nah. I was about to say get a bucket, but yo, a big water bottle?
I don't think
it needs a big hole.
I don't think he's going in a Nestle Pure Life. He's probably going in a Voss or one of those, you know, those 950 Gatorades. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Nah, dude, trust. Like, sometimes I've had to do it in, like, inside a Gatorade.
Oh, really? Okay. Like, I was about to say, bro, has anyone done this before?
Dude, you fill it up, like, too quickly, though. Like, if you actually have to go, you fill up more than the, what is it? I have that shit right here.
You have a pee bottle?
Nah, this is yellow Gatorade. This is yellow Gatorade, okay?
Wow.
For those that aren't watching on YouTube and listening, Taryn just held up a yellow Gatorade and told us it's not pee. So.
Bro, yo, look at the flavor, man. Yo, this says lemon lime, okay?
It says fruit punch. I'm reading fruit punch. What are you talking about?
I bet it would be flavor, huh?
That's not fruit punch. What are you talking about? That's insane.
Yo, man knows my urea is nice, okay?
That's insane. I just feel bad going back to The Rock thing for that poor, like, intern from film school that's like, oh, you're going to spend some days on a movie set. You got to see The Rock in action. And then you got to carry his pee out and got to give him a bottle to go to the bathroom. That's who I feel bad for in this spot.
Dude, and let me tell you, like, holding it in your hand with, like, that kind of bottle, bro, it is so much hotter. No, your pee is way hotter than you think. Dude, like, 37 degrees Celsius is your internal body temp?
That's insane. Bro.
It actually feels like it's like burning your hand. It's crazy.
There's probably some 20-year-old that's like scarred for life from entering the movie business because he's got to carry The Rock's pee 5 days a week for minimum wage. Shout out The Rock. Man. You know, you got to go. You got to go. I just, for a guy that makes that much money, I would just think you would do something less weird.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy. Wait, do you guys actually like going to the movie theater though? Like, do you like the whole process? Because, bro, I'm like a...
No.
If I could watch it in bed, I will watch it in bed.
There's some movies I feel like deserve to be seen on the big screen. Like, I watched Deadpool.
Like, big ones.
Yeah, I watched Deadpool Wolverine in my apartment the other day. And it was one of those I finished. I was like, shit, I wish I went to a theater to enjoy this.
For me, it's like the, like, Interstellar, like the Oppenheimer. Like, that kind of vibe. Or, like, Avatar. Bro, where it's, like, it's meant to be, like, in that setting.
Nah, I think most movies, at least the movies that I'm going to watch, I feel like they deserve a movie theater. Like, I watched Dune 2 on the plane, actually. Amazing movie, but I mean...
That's actually such a waste, bro. Oh, my God.
Exact. That's what I'm saying. Shit. And I couldn't even pay attention to the movie because the turbulence was so bad that the overhead bins opened. So I'm sitting there listening to this crazy score because, you know, they're doing all that music and it's like, oh, the bad guy's coming in and everything. And I'm, my heart's just pumping like boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, nah, there's no way.
Bro, I bet that heart was pumping for the Timothy Chalamet and Zendaya scenes too, huh?
Yeah, you got to watch that on a bigger screen. You're doing yourself a disservice. I watched American Sniper on a plane, and I was like, shit, I wish I watched this on a bigger screen. That was a crazy one.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. I'm glad we're not I'm glad we haven't all seen the same movies because we can recommend stuff. Like, I started The Penguin yesterday. It's good.
Oh, one of my boys has been talking about it. He's like, every week, he's like, yo, you got to get on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like that show, like every once or twice a year, a TV show comes along that everyone's like, you got to watch this. You got to watch this. You got to watch this. And they won't stop talking about it. You're like, all right, just to shut them the fuck up, I'm going to watch it. And then you're like, oh, I get it. Like, I got it. You got to watch this. Now you're one of these people. You got to watch this show.
Yeah, bro. And let me give you another one for this year. Industry. Y'all got to hop on that. It's another HBO one. We've
been talking about that
Star-Tush one. Star-Tush was talking about that one too, right?
That show, masterclass.
Okay.
Damn, like Cole Palmer?
Cole Palmer. Yo, I can't talk
about it. Yeah, what happened? I thought you were going to wear an Arsenal shirt on here. What happened?
Can we talk about that real quick? I'm going to pull this shit up.
It's your show. It's our show.
EPL soccer. Where's the table at?
Bro, what do you EPL soccer, Premier League football?
See, no, that's not football. That's not football. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, that's football.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, that's where we disconnect.
I couldn't agree less.
I'm the only football content creator in the world with not a single football piece of merch in his background.
Damn. I
couldn't agree less.
Because sitting here, we all watch football, different football.
Yeah. You watch English football, I watch American football, Taryn watches Canadian football, so.
Yo, shut the fuck up, bro.
Hey.
I'm the biggest proponent of that is the huge, like, biggest waste of money and time ever. it's actually terrible, bro. Hey, nah, dude, it's terrible. Like, they should have, like, if they're gonna do it, they should have, like, a farm league for the NFL. Like, make it the same rules so you can actually evaluate. Bro, these guys get running starts. Their end zone is like 30 yards long. I'm like, bro, what is the point? People run into the fucking goalpost and get hit by it. Like, it's terrible. You can use that as a pick. Yo, but going back to Arsenal, Nottingham Forest.
Yo,
what are we saying?
Nah, I looked at our next six fixtures, bro.
The fuck is a fixture?
Our next six matches. Our next six
games. Good. Games.
All right.
Matches.
All right. But, anyways.
Our next six matches, Nottingham Forest.
Bro, I'm telling you, we're the pride of London. I don't care what any Chelsea or Tottenham fan says, bro. We're going to win our next six. Man City and Liverpool have it hard in their next six. Chelsea, they're going to fall off. We're going to be at the top of the table after the next six. I promise. We can come back to this. I promise. We're on top.
Dude, I can't back that.
We can revisit that. That's the beautiful thing about this. This is going to be on the internet. So 6 weeks from now, we can come back here, and they could be 6-0, they could be 0-6, they could be 1-5, and we can revisit that quote. That's the best part. You know how much dumb shit I've said on the internet that lives forever? Oh my God. Like,
forever.
It's insane. I said that Trey Lance was going to be the next Mahomes.
Dude, which is what the fuck? That's
that was my coldest take of all time.
Not Potter, exactly, bro.
Yeah, because I'm gonna say I don't watch, but I know Patrick Mahomes. I don't know Trey Lance.
So he was drafted in like the top five, like 4 or 5 years ago. He was going to the
top three,
I think. San Francisco 49ers, who have like one of the best coaches, offensive weapons every position. Like, you know, Christian McCaffrey, you've heard that name before probably, right?
Yeah.
So they have him, they got Kittle, they got Debo, they got all these guys. So I'm like, he doesn't need to be elite, he just needs to be decent. And bro, he was so bad, generational bust. He's now like the third string quarterback of the Cowboys. It was a colossal, like one of the worst draft picks of all time. And
dude, the tats are clean though, I will say that. Dude has some clean tattoos. Yeah.
Interesting. I've never seen his tats, but I was just so sold on his raw talent. He was young, he was a big guy, he could rush. And I couldn't have been more wrong about that. And there's a video out there of me saying it, and God forbid anyone finds it, but just that just goes to show, like, whatever you say on the internet, people will never forget. So,
dude, that's like me 4 years ago, bro, when I was saying Carson Wentz is better than Dak. I mean, looking back at it, bro,
that's not a bad take. That's not a terrible. They might have the same amount
of playoff wins, bro. Might have the same amount of playoff wins.
They might,
but Dak's that guy with the warm up.
No, Dak is no longer.
Yeah,
he's
the guy with the hip ting. The hip ting.
Yeah. I see that you're making fun of the Cowboys. Crazy.
Oh, because that just gets clicks, bro. It's like
this is the way.
What, like, who's like in the EPL? Who's the team that like people love to hate more than they love to be fans of?
Yo, I'm gonna say this with so much
Man City,
like this disdain in my heart because it hurts. But Arsenal, everybody hates Arsenal.
No one cares about Arsenal, bro. It's Man U. Shut the fuck up.
Nah, no bro. Way. They hate on Arsenal. Okay. They make
actually
fun
no
of
no
Man
no
U.
no.
Yes,
you're right though.
But they hate on Arsenal. Football Twitter, bro, goes crazy hating on Arsenal or soccer Twitter.
I appreciate that. We subscribe to different football Twitters. I appreciate that.
It's the KSI backing for me that makes me hate on him.
Really?
Biggest KSI fan, but bro, I can't back that.
What, are they sponsored by Prime or something?
Nah, they
shit,
aren't.
They might be.
Oh.
Dude, no, you know, might be. You know who is actually though, or
Holland,
one of the
right?
sponsors of the, yeah, I think so, Holland. And then also Barcelona, their stadium, actually, I'm pretty sure, I might be lying, Prime is a sponsor of the stadium.
No way.
Which is crazy. Yeah.
No way.
Damn, what the fuck?
That's crazy, actually. I didn't think of that. Well, you mentioned teams that people, teams that people love to hate more than love. The one right above me, the one right behind Taryn, Toronto Maple Leafs. I mean, they got to be up there too. People love to shit on the Leafs. When the Leafs lose, oh my God. Hockey Twitter, even just regular Twitter, people just explode, bro. It's hilarious.
Dude, I was on a FaceTime call with my brother and my mom last night, or a couple nights ago. And we lost to Ottawa. My brother's like, dude, we're so fucking trash this year. I'm like, dog, we're actually kind of nice, though.
They're nice. They're hit or miss. It's like when they win, yo, this is the year, Stanley Cup. I was guilty of that last night, I'll be honest. And then when they lose, it's like, okay, we're the worst team in the league. This is terrible. Why do I like them? I maybe are the same
6-2, though, bro. That's good.
They still got, what's it, Austin Matthews and that other dude, Connor McDavid? Or did I just out myself crazy?
Bro. No, dude, we have Austin Matthews, Connor McDavid, Sidney Crosby, and Ovechkin.
Yo, you got
picked up
Gretzky
Ovechkin
too?
Nah, just Bobby Orr.
Oh, okay.
And then our goalie, this guy's name's Cooper Kupp, unbelievable goalie. One of the best goalies in hockey right now.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I'm going to have to tap in.
No, you won't. Shut the fuck up.
I will not.
Yeah, bro. No. Cooper Kupp, best goalie in the league, bro. Look him up, man. Best goalie.
He's actually clean.
He's clean. Is hockey big in Jersey? Like, do people give a shit about the Devils?
I'm gonna keep it real. I don't think so. Like, but then again, that's our only team. So out of the big five leagues, like everyone's it's a New York. It depends, like, where you're from. You're from South Jersey, you love the Philly teams. You're from North Jersey, you're with the New York teams. Because, what, the Jets play in East Rutherford, that's in Jersey.
Yeah.
It's mad easy to get from North Jersey to New York if you're trying to see, like, Yankees, Mets even. But, yeah, everyone from South loves Philly teams. So, yeah.
I wouldn't have known that. I'm guessing with you, Taryn, like, the Bruins are, like, the shit. In Massachusetts?
Bro. Nah, dude, it's the Pats, man.
Really?
Pats are way bigger, man.
Like, I guess football's bigger, but like the Bruins are like, they're a historic franchise, original six. Don't people care?
Hockey just, it doesn't hit the same as American football, bro.
Interesting. Yeah, I guess being Toronto-based, it's like hockey's number one, right? Like,
when we get an NFL team, it's going to be a different world.
I don't think it's going to happen because of your beloved CFL. I don't think it's going to happen.
Do you think the NFL could buy out the Argos to like be a team in the NFL, or like is that, am I just chatting shit again?
Dude, I think we're going to be so bad. No, we just need like a do-over. Like
it's different rules, so I don't think like, cuz there's guys that have gone from the NFL to the CFL And then there's guys that have done vice versa. But like, if you put a team against a team, I don't know what would happen. Obviously, different rules. It's even different size ball. That's the other thing.
Hey, so what do you mean you don't know? It's, bro, CFL is going to get dummied. It's going to
Like, I don't know if they have a chance.
Varsity versus middle school girls, bro.
I was trying to be polite. I was trying to be polite.
Dude, it's GG. Imagine Patrick Mahomes against the Argos, bro. On a wider field? Oh, my God.
Talk, imagine Tyreek Hill with the running start. Game over. Game over.
Damn.
Game over.
I'd start crying if I was a DB. I wouldn't even show up.
Well, remember the Toronto used to have the Bills. Like, the Bills would come to Toronto once a year, and they'd probably get, I don't know, 50, 60% of the Rogers Center full, but they were trash at the time. If you bring Josh Allen and the fucking boys now, they'd sell out 60, 70,000, 100%.
Dude, did you see this game that's happening this weekend? Chiefs Bill?
Yeah, I actually did a video about that. You should go check that out later.
Chiefs Bill, the Bills? Fucking movie.
The Bills are like the Leafs too. Like, everyone loves to dunk on them, and then when they haven't won in a long time. They lost what, 3 or 4 Super Bowls in a row? I should know that, but something like that.
Four in the '90s, bro. Bonner. They went to 4 straight Super Bowls and lost every single one.
Nah, that's tough. Jeez. Like, by a lot too, or no?
I couldn't tell you that, but I know it was just misery, bro. Straight up misery.
Four in a row. Been
close since.
Have to quit.
Like, that's what I'm saying, bro. Pick up and move away. Like,
yeah, bro. Like, move the franchise. Like, that's like, you're unlucky.
49ers are on the verge of doing the same thing, right? They lost in 2021 or 2020. They lost last year. And if they make it this year and lose, that's 3 in 4 years.
Yeah, they lost twice to the Chiefs.
They're in a pretty similar spot. But the Chiefs are just like, they're like Man City. Oh, it's just like, dude, them and everyone else. That's the best way.
Stafford's timing was so lucky, bro. Rams, Bengals, like, this dude wins and he gets to the Super Bowl the 1 year in like a 7-year stretch where Patrick Mahomes isn't at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Kind of elite plays.
Well, it's like everyone that doesn't watch football knows who Mahomes, Kelsey, and those folks are, because if they only watch one game a year and it's the Super Bowl, you're like, oh, I remember him from last year. Oh, I remember him from last year. Oh, he was here a few years ago, right? It's like, yeah, everybody knows. And then the Taylor Swift bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Taylor Swift's in Toronto tonight. I actually walked around there today. It's insane.
Dude, yeah. My sister's going tomorrow, I think.
How much you pay for tickets, if you know?
She got them off retail.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's
bro,
good.
She signed up my entire family's email accounts on it, and then someone got through and she bought 3.
Damn.
Dude, her fans are insane. I was walking, so concerts, I think doors open at like 5:30. I was down there at 2 and people are already lining up.
Oh yeah.
It's like 5 degrees today. It's freezing.
Because they're trying to get merch mad early.
Oh, the merch lines don't even bother, dude. I like the line for getting the store was like 2 hours.
Wow. Nah, trust. Dude, yeah. I like fucking even when I went to go see Noah Kahan at the ACC, it was like an hour and a half wait.
That's insane.
To get in? Like, the lineup was actually wild, and that's for him.
That's insane. Yeah, she's here tonight, which is the time of recording, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it's just chaos down here.
God damn.
6 shows. She sold out all 6 of them.
Yo, she thinks she's that's Harry crazy. Styles.
She thinks. She thinks.
She's probably bigger.
Yo, Swifties, don't come after me. I'm so sorry. Like, that, all I'm going to say, I'm sorry.
Oh, I've had them come after me before. It's not fun. It's not fun. It's better to be on their side than to be against them. Trust me. Trust me. Is there an artist that you guys would like stand over the way people stand over Taylor Swift? Like, if they went on tour?
I already have one, bro. Claro. That's... Hold on.
I thought you were going to say Drake.
Let me just move this.
Drake!
I guess you've seen Drake, so it's like... Oh, I see the poster right behind you, yeah. Mm. Interesting.
Had to.
What about you, Taryn?
I don't think so, man. Like, I just go to concerts, but like, I don't know. My favorite ones are like Post Malone, we went to together, Noah Kahan, Ed Sheeran. I actually saw Ed Sheeran's Fire, but I wouldn't like stand over anyone like that.
Yeah, like, Matt, would you stand over Claire? Like, dress up, wait in line for merch, just be down there for the day, like, spend what, 2-3 grand on tickets, all that stuff?
Oh, wait. okay, I didn't realize that was the situation.
Miss me with the Vans, bro. Miss me
no,
with the Vans.
No, because that's the reality of the Taylor Swift concert. People are spending thousands of dollars on tickets. They're all in dresses. They're all down there singing her songs, painting their faces, friendship bracelets on. Like, are you that level of stan?
Nah, bro. I went the day after my birthday 2 years ago, and I saw a Radio City Music Hall. So it was like, it was nice and everything, but I was just there in my regular clothes. I bought her merch online because I'm not doing that whole lineup shit. Like, that's not me.
Smart.
I knew all the songs, but like, I wasn't there waiting forever from before. Plus, like, the seats were, like, you have assigned seats anyways when you buy the ticket. So I'm like, why am I going that early, bro?
That's actually facts.
I've always
unless it's like floor seats, bro, there's no point.
Yeah.
But even then, if floors have seats, they're assigned too. Like, unless there's like a mosh pit, there's no point getting there early.
Yeah, sorry, like GA kind of thing.
I guess to get in to get merch, but yeah, I don't get. For me, there's no artist, but like, if WrestleMania ever came to Toronto, I would drop a band. I would be there all day. I mean, you see the belt behind me, right? Like,
yeah,
that's like the one thing. And I don't think I would stand over it. Like, I remember when they were here in the summer for Money in the Bank, like, there are stands. People dressed up like Hogan and Rock and Austin, and they're wearing the belts and they're walking around. So I kind of see, like, that's the Swifties equivalent of that. But, like, I don't know if I would go to the same level. I don't know if I'm into it as much. Maybe when I was a kid, but I don't know if I'm into it the same level as the Swifties are into her.
Yeah. No, that's a different level. Like, it's unbelievable. There's like, a couple groups on the internet that you can't, like, untouchable. I think like K-pop stans, Barbs, Nicki Minaj fans, and Swifties, bro. That's the big three you cannot mess with.
Interesting.
The big three.
Those are the big three, on the internet? Those are the big three.
They'll come after.
I feel like if their fans would cry over them, don't fuck with them.
Facts.
Cause like, bro, like, I'd be hard pressed to cry over a fucking artist, bro. There's no shot.
Yeah, no, the first, 1 year ago or 2 years ago, the first time Taylor Swift was at a game for the Chiefs, I remember, like, they're showing her bare, like, 8 or 9 times, mm-hmm. and I had Kelce in fantasy, and I was pissed, because he had, like, 3 points, so I made a video, and this was a nothing, right? I had no idea what the Swifties were. I was like, who cares that Travis Kelce's banging Taylor Swift? I said the word bang, and that's what people got pissed off. How about he could play better for my
don't
team?
Don't objectify her.
Oh,
which honestly
dude,
is fair enough.
Flooded comments. There was a Swiftie fan page. You guys can look this up. There's a Swiftie fan page that commented with like 10,000 followers that goes, "You don't want to start a war with us."
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I had no idea. I said, bring it on. And then I just got bombarded with messages and comments. Oh, my God. And like, these are all just accounts that like, there's no names. It's like Swiftie lover, Swiftie gang. Like, they're all just her fan pages with her pictures. So you don't even know who these people are. And they're just coming after me, dude.
Bro, watch one of those be Katie's burner, man.
Low key. Low key. Like, it's scary. And then the first time I praised her was the first time I ever hit a million. So I was like, all right, I got to be a pro Taylor account.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the method, bro.
But yeah, like, this in NFL content, and like, I guess this is a tip for like anyone doing NFL content, like, three things that will guarantee you views: Cowboys, Taylor Swift, NFL script or rake, just any combination of those three words, and you're going to get views 100%. Because you look at my biggest videos, it's those three topics are the biggest things all the time.
Yeah.
Or Mahomes. Brother. Yeah. Or Mahomes. Glazing Mahomes. That's another one.
Dude, oh my God. No one can glaze him like Chris Collinsworth, man.
Now here's the guy.
That guy's built it. Bonner. There's literally like compilations where it's like, oh, he's just so good. It's like it just feels sus for a guy to like describe another guy that way. Like, he gets like pleasure out of it. I'm like
every time we watch this guy play, he does something brand new I've never seen before. And he just makes like a routine check down. It's like, oh my God. Oh my God. There's people that make fun of it, like Mahomes taking out the trash, and it's like people just putting clip. It's hilarious, but yeah. Hopefully this show inspires you to watch more NFL to get in tune with us.
I might have to. Nah, bro, I might tap into a Sunday Red Zone, you know. Even
Yeah.
though low key to me, hot take feels like a Mr. Beast video when I watch Red Zone.
I agree. I agree. I think maturing as a
Too
football
much.
fan is realizing red zone is for the casuals.
Yeah, bro, because it just there's way too many cuts. It just I feel like I'm finally getting into what I'm watching, and they cut to a next game, and I'm like, yo, what's going on? Like, how is this
Dude,
happening? But I
my
mean,
problem,
I'm
like,
casual.
nah, I feel that, bro. Dude, Loki, I'm becoming a casual too. Like, my problem is, I go out, get drunk Friday night, so I don't do anything Saturday. So I push all my studying to Sunday, and then
Oh.
Sunday I'm like, oh fuck, but football's on. So then I have like my laptop on with Red Zone on because I can't be asked to like switch between games and shit. So I just literally just watch Red Zone, and all I see is just like clips from other games, and I'm like, this is brutal.
It's
Except for
hard
the
to
Cards. The
digest.
Cards are actually nice this year, bro. 6-4, first in the NFC West.
Yeah, man.
Oh.
They haven't allowed a touchdown in three games. And now that we said it out loud, they're gonna get a touchdown allowed this
You
week. That's how it works.
motherfucker.
Sorry.
Bet the over.
But no, I agree. The worst with Red Zone is when you're like locked in. Like, let's say they're showing like a clip of the Bills game. Josh Allen's driving up the field. He's in the red zone. We're gonna cut away from the Bills game. The Tennessee Titans are kicking a 55-yard field goal. Who cares? Who cares? That's my biggest pet peeve with Red Zone. I don't
It's
care about the
so
Titans.
bad.
I don't care about the Jaguars. I don't care about the Cleveland Browns. And for whatever reason, those three teams are always on red zone. Who
Bro,
cares?
speaking of the Jags, bro, the Lions are -14 versus them on Sunday.
Damn.
Two touchdown spread is crazy.
Damn. That's insane.
Wow.
That'd be the equivalent of being favored by like four or five goals, Matt.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like,
Wow.
Bonner, you're like +3.5.
Yeah.
That's crazy, actually. Yo.
Yeah.
Like, damn,
Wow.
bro. Should you be in the same league at this point? Like,
Exactly.
yeah. Well, you know those sports bars or like those guys that have like one TV in the middle, two TVs on the side, two TVs on the other side, one above. Like, that's the kind of setup I need so I can watch five games and have red zone on like maybe the top one. But the main TV red zone is I can't anymore. I can't. I can't.
No, it's
It's
actually
not.
goals to have that
Well,
set
it's like
up.
scrolling. It's like scrolling TikTok or Instagram. One reel, next reel, next reel, next reel, next reel. So they've
Exactly,
just
choke
turned that
jobs.
into a TV channel. Next game, next game, next game, next game, next game. It's too
Dude,
much.
at least at the 4 o'clock window, like it's doable because it's only like 3 or 4 games. At the 1 o'clock when it's like 8 to 9 games, bro, GG's. Not a fun
Yeah,
time.
not a fun time. Not a fun time. I'm glad we all agree on that. I think that's the first thing we all agree on this episode. So,
Yeah.
might be the only thing we've ever
yeah,
agreed on,
it took
Mace.
40-ish minutes, but we finally agree on something. Yeah, no, I'm curious to see what people have to say about that. Oh, Red Zone is the best. You gotta watch every game. Scott Hansen's a guy. I don't even like Scott Hansen. I think that guy.
No, 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 fuck
That's another
you.
rant
Fuck
for another
you.
day.
No,
I'm
no,
not
no,
a
no,
big
no.
fan of that guy.
I
Like, anybody
can't
can
back
sit
that,
there and
bro.
do your. We're not watching for Scott Hansen. We're watching for Red Zone. That's all I'll say about
Dude, speak for yourself, man. Scott Hansen is
that.
handsome.
Oh, we got a double octo quad box. We got the Chiefs and the Lions with the Red. Like, shut up, dude. Just
Bro,
show the game, bro.
nothing,
Just show the game.
nothing, bro, nothing gets me going like the Octo Box, bro.
Oh, I don't need an octo box, bro. Give me a solo
The
pack.
octo
I
box?
just need
The
one
Octo
box.
Box?
I just need one box.
Nah.
Bro, they had seven games starting on Sunday at like 1 p.m. The kickoff was happening. He's like, all right, we got the Octo Box so you can see me. I was like, good man. Good man.
Yeah. But I will say my favorite thing about Red Zone, we have entered the witching hour where wins become losses and losses become wins.
Yo, can we talk about the witching hour, bro?
It's a real
Because
thing. It's not just football, it's a real thing.
oh no,
we
that's
know a
what I'm
little
saying.
something.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a
All right,
very real
Mace.
thing.
What was the last time the witching hour came into effect for you?
Where wins become losses and losses become wins?
Specifically, where a loss became a win. We
Oh,
like to
okay.
hear about the success stories.
So last night I had the over and the Leafs money line in a parlay, and they were down
Oh,
three
no,
one.
I'm not talking about sports.
Yeah, I was hoping you were.
The fuck we
I knew
doing?
it.
I was
I knew
hoping
it
you were.
too.
I was hoping you were. I haven't been in a,
I'm gonna
I've
cut you off quick on that one, son.
You got me. You guys are slick. I haven't been in a situation where the witching hours come into play. You know, those losses stay losses. So if we're being honest.
Do they? Do they now?
Yeah,
Fair enough.
not everyone loves McDonald's, boys. What can I say?
That's a little callback right there.
Yeah, see, that's the funny thing is like there's inside jokes that like the three of us know, and people are like, what? What?
Bro.
You know?
Dude, I
Yeah.
wonder if she'll see it.
Look at how I deflected from that, eh? Look at how I deflected from that. That's a veteran podcaster right there.
No, we still got the other one.
The other one? Oh, the other, yeah.
What else do we want to talk about today? Yeah. I actually do have something interesting here. Taryn.
Hit me with it.
Can you explain to the world and to me and Matt here how med school is easier than undergrad?
Oh, okay. Let's get one thing for damn sure, bro. This ain't med school. This is not med school.
What is it?
Bro, this is optometry school. I'm just learning about
eyes. Isn't it a doctoral field?
Yeah, I'm called doctor. Wouldn't that be... But...
It's not called doctor school, right? Wouldn't it be called medicine school?
No, it's optometry school.
Oh, so it's its own it's its own discipline. It's not considered med school.
It's like to be like a doctor, it's like med school, then dentistry and optometry.
I see. Yeah, how is optometry school easier than undergrad?
Bro, I'm not going to lie, man. Okay, at least in undergrad, like Bonner knows, when you're taking bio courses and these motherfuckers hit you with a short answer question, I'm like, you got me fucked up. I'm not answering a short answer. Like, it's just too much shit to know. But everything here is multiple choice, even the math. Everything is multiple choice.
Math is multiple choice.
Bro, dude, even if you have no fucking clue how to get the answer, 1 in 4 chance, bro. Take a rip and just keep going. Like, dog. But I mean, also, like, I'm putting in way more time. Like, dude.
Yeah, you just shared your study plan, you know? Get fucked up Fridays, do nothing Saturdays, study Sunday. It seems to be working.
I mean, maybe. Bro, taking these classes that I have next semester, I have neuroanatomy, biochemistry, microbiology, and fuck, what was the other hard one? There's one other one that I'm forgetting. Oh, pharmacology.
Yeah. Nah.
Those sound like Mad Libs. Like, those aren't real words. You just said.
It's actually going to be cool, though, because then I get to learn about, like, drugs and shit and, like, what to prescribe and stuff.
Okay, at least that's interesting.
Bro, and take in, optometrists can prescribe 10% cocaine eye drops. So,
why would they even put cocaine in eye drops, bro?
You guys got to watch the Penguin. What a segue. You guys got to watch the Penguin. There is like, some... thing that they do in their eyes, so I think that's what you're talking about.
It dilates the eyes, bro.
Yeah,
you know, that's like funny. How you can tell if someone's on coke, bro. It's like they have no iris. Their pupil is just massive.
Interesting. Yeah, because in the show they have this thing called the drops, and I guess that's what it is. I didn't know that. Interesting.
Yeah, wow. Makes you wild out in your eyes. Interesting. Imagine your eyes feeling numb, bro. That'd be crazy.
No, I wear contacts.
Yeah, me too. I wouldn't want that.
No. Remember that time I took out your contacts, Taryn?
Dude, that was actually such a rough night, man. Oh my goodness.
Is there more of an intimate bond between two people than putting your finger on another man's eyelid and removing a contact? I don't think so.
Oh, and the thing was, man, you could feel like that shit was stuck on too. It wasn't like a normal contact. Like, bro, I slept with that shit in.
It made a sound when I took it off.
Oh, yeah. Nah, the suction.
Bro, it was, yeah. Bro, dude, I slept with that shit on and my knee brace on. Oh my God. Dog, I woke up and I couldn't move. It was so bad. And I woke up on a fucking air mattress, fully clothed, and we're like, yo, this room's for like all us boys. We're gonna crash here. Random fucking dude on the bed next to me. I'm like, the fuck? Nah, don't hit me with that face. Hey, that's wild. That's wild. Hey,
I don't know. I don't remember this. I don't know.
One of them nights, bro.
Yeah, sure. Have you ever fallen asleep with your contacts on, Matt?
Oh, so many times.
Dude, it's the worst.
I fell asleep with my contacts in, and it's the worst because you wake up. Like, for me, I'm so blind. Like, when I don't have my glasses on, it's not even a case of, oh, I can go about my day, like, do things in the house. Nah, I can't even look at my phone. Finished, bro. So when I woke up and I was like, yo, I can see? Like, what happened? Like, a miracle happened in my sleep? Nah, bro. I'm just two steps closer to cataracts. Like, I'm cooked.
Deadass. That's funny. That was the same thing. I woke up, I could see the clock, and I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit. Oh, it's the worst. I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Wait, do you guys know what your prescriptions are?
Yeah, I'm like -6 in one eye, -5.5 in the other.
Like regular or astigmatism?
Astigmatism.
Brother,
I'm like blind, dude. It's on my license.
That's kind of crazy.
Oh yeah, it's terrible.
You're Holy the closest fuck. I've ever had like
Where someone are you?
To me. I'm -6.5 and -7.
Okay, so it's just a little bit worse, yeah.
Well, y'all are actually like legally blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Damn.
Like that's like you can't leave the house without glasses type thing. Exactly. You can't leave your bed without glasses type thing.
Damn. Exactly.
I don't think I've ever met anyone -7 and higher. So I think you have the PR right now.
Yeah.
Bro, nah, dude. There was one person I remember asking the doctor I was shadowing at last summer. I was like, yo, what's the highest prescription you've ever seen? Bro said -26.
Nah, that ain't real.
That's not real. That's not real.
I thought that too. I was like, yo, there's gotta be a cap, right? Or something. Dog's like, nah, -26. Bro, that means your eye is so beyond fucked. Like you're actually just your glasses are this fucking thick. Like
yeah, it's like a magnifying glass is your lens. That's insane.
Okay, but at that point, you open your eyes in the morning, what do you even see? Because can you process light like that? Like
just like colors, right? Like imagine you squint your eyes. Like I guess
that's just like hues. It's like you probably see like a grayscale with colors.
Oh, that's wild. That's wild. Because I'm thinking I don't really see much when I open my eyes. And I can't imagine it being worse than it is.
Oh, I promise, bro. It could be worse.
I guess it is.
Your retina could be detached, brother.
Yeah.
Ooh, true.
That's bad. Damn, I didn't know that. Thoughts and prayers to that guy.
Oh, yeah. Yo, do you guys know if you were born premature as well?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
You were?
I wasn't. Oh, you were? Interesting.
I was 1 month, yeah.
Damn, son.
I'm glad you're still with us.
Cool. You're lucky, man.
Bro, beat the odds. Beat the odds and remained humble.
That's why my elbows don't straighten, I swear. Like if I extend my arm all the way, my elbows don't lock out.
Wait, do that shit right now. Do that shit right now.
Wait, stand up.
Like look. Nah, let me actually show y'all.
This is great for visual. Look.
What the fuck?
It's not like it doesn't if I had a proper table to show you, like my arm doesn't go down. You see how it's not lower or like at the
level. Oh, like it doesn't go out. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we
doing? Yo, that's
I'm cooked.
Yo, what are we doing?
Yo, honestly, that's actually probably pretty good though, I'm not gonna lie. That's probably a good thing.
Careful.
No, because like everybody.
I don't know.
If you're doing like preacher curls or some shit and your arm can naturally bend that much versus like if it can't, then there's less stress on the muscle, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
Who fucking knows, man?
That's crazy. I never knew that about you. I didn't even know you were born premature and that you had that. That's crazy.
10 years deep, and we're still learning shit, bro.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Well, that's what this is all about, man. That's what this is all about.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know what else. What else do you guys want to talk about? What else do we have going on? I think we kind of covered everything. I think we talked too much as a friend group to like have enough to say for like more than an hour.
Oh, low-key, the one thing that's going on for me right now. We're doing a practical thing where, like, we have to do a bunch of skills. I just tried it today, and we have to get it under 22 minutes. So I got 21:39.
What but exactly do you have
I
to
was
do?
Fucking, bro, it's, like, visual acuity. So it's, like, read the chart. What's the lowest line you can get to? It's, like, 20:20. Testing pupils. Testing your, like, visual field. It's, like, a bunch of, like simple tests to do. But I did it, got under the time, but bro, everything I did was like borderline failing, bro. And it's happening on Wednesday, so I'm like, I got like 5 days to lock in, and then if I don't lock in, you fucking low key fail first year. So,
shit.
All right. Good luck. I don't think you don't get a refund if you fail, right?
Oh hell, bro, they take that shit to the bank, man. It's already in.
They've
the
already
bank.
Spent it. Yeah.
They pocketed it.
They've already spent.
Bro, dude, second payment coming up on December 1st. Thank God I got that, like, a little bit of a scholarship, because them bitches are thick.
I bet.
Expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always like it's like paying rent. You just forget. You're like, whoa, why is the balance? Oh, yeah, rent was this month. Oh, yeah, I paid rent. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The utilities. Oh, yeah, Wi-Fi, too. Oh, yeah, then also went out and spent money stupidly, too. You see these things, you're like, oh, I forgot.
Bro,
man, wake up the next morning.
You're like, oh, yeah.
Night out.
Well, I have, so one of my cards I have notifications on, and I did that on purpose so that like if the notifications pile up I can tell myself, yo, you're spending too much, like how many notifications you have, So I did that purposely, and that's a little life tip for anyone that wants to try that.
That's actually smart. Yeah. I was about to say, bro, you go out with Sartaj, he asks you for the card. GG's, you're not eating for that month.
Well, it also helps with like security purposes. So like I know if someone steals my card, I just get a bunch of notifications like, okay, this person's doing this, canceled, right? Fortunately, knock on wood, it's never happened yet, but it's more just to track, like, or not track, but just like to keep awareness up.
Wait, Mace, what bank are you with?
CIBC. I don't know why I had to think about that. I forgot for a second.
Wait, what's your card number then?
Oh no, you can just, there's an app and then you can just add the card to your wallet. Oh, I know what you're trying to get.
I was trying to bless the people, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to bless the people.
6969-800-8135. There you go.
Yo.
Wait, yo, if you flip it around, there's like three random numbers on the back. They mean nothing, but like I'm just kind of curious what they are.
Isn't that how you spell boobies in a calculator when you turn it upside down?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's your number.
Oh, boobies. Okay. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Good solid way to talk. good way to close this out here. What else do you guys have going on? Anything? School, life, games,
I mean,
fun stuff, birthdays.
I got dates. Two of those. I got my thesis proposal coming up.
Oh no, I did.
So
yeah, men's one in Arizona.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I got one of my papers accepted for a symposium. So you know, or an abstract really. So doing a little conference at the Orthopedic Research Society in Arizona. Pop out. I don't know if anyone can pop out actually. But
yo, Jesse actually
I got nothing going on. Didn't that's gonna get old so fast. I got my schedule's clear.
Wait, Bonner, do they fly you out and like put you up in a hotel or something?
I think so. Okay. I'm not entirely.
Dude, if they don't and like you have to pay for yourself, just crash at Jesse's place, bro. Man has like an extra two bedrooms.
Damn, you just gave it away to the world. They're all gonna crash there.
Yeah, yo, hit up my boy Jesse Huda.
Oh no, don't know who it is. But I think it's been a good one. I appreciate you boys jumping on today. You know, I needed this week. Feel a little more natural, feel a little more comfortable with having you guys on than just talking into a camera about myself for an hour. So I appreciate it. You boys want to plug your socials? Do you want anything from this? You know, where can people find you guys?
Before anything else is said, the first of all, many of them, Later Skater.
Oh.
That's a 1-0 live, 101 live.
Damn, live that's an inside joke, but that's 1-0.
Live. Damn.
You guys want your social? You guys want your social handles here? You want to say them?
You think you know someone, and then you hit, and then they hit you with that, bro. It's crazy. It's a cold world out here.
Nah, you think you know?
Well, if you guys aren't gonna plug your shit, I'm gonna plug mine. PrinceHuda.shop.fourthwall.com. Go buy some merch at the Prince Huda TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, if you care. At Prince Huda Pod on YouTube. Subscribe for new episodes. Not sure what the cadence is, but there will be more. Appreciate you all tuning in. And I will see you in the future.
Later, skaters.
Later, skater.
Peace.